So today, whenever we sing, whenever we read God's word, we need to be excited. We are not a group of people who are so gloomy, you know, waiting for us to die one day. No, we're not. When they said you're going to die, yes, last day on earth, the first day in glory. Amen? Amen. Now, today I want to continue to share with you the Lord's Prayer. So before we start, let's turn again to Matthew chapter 6.
Verse 9 to 13.
I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you to read in Chinese.
Okay,
Alice. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
第九，所以你们
How about the words together? Okay, the Chinese speaking.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，就脱离凶恶。因为国度、权、荣耀，全是你的，永远。阿门。
Another, the same chapter, verse 26.
这同一章第26节。
Say, Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?
我们同声读，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we pray that you speak to us once again.
主耶稣，我们来到你同在的面前，我们祷告你再次向我们讲话。
Oh, grant us the spirit of revelation from above that we might see you in your word.
给我们启示的灵，好叫我们来在你的话中得以见光。
Lord, we just humble ourselves before your word.
我们来到你的面前来。
Lord, you open our hearts to you. Oh, pour your word, your grace into us. In Jesus' name we pray. Last time we talked about the importance of prayer and how to pray. Let's have a little review. Prayer is so important because it is our spiritual breathing.
祷告是如此的重要，就像我们属灵的呼吸。
Oh, the day when we are saved, we start to pray, we start to receive that spiritual air from within, from above.
从我们得救的那一天，我们得到主的生命，我们就从他的里面得到呼吸。
So not only that day we pray, but every day we need to pray.
不光是得救那天我们需要呼吸，我们每天都需要呼吸。
Through prayer, we have fellowship with God.
通过祷告，我们与神有交通。
As 1 John said, for our fellowship is with our Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
就像圣经上讲的，我们的祷告是与神和与圣灵之间的交通。
Secondly, we need to pray because through prayer, we show our dependence on God.
所以通过祷告，我们向神证明我们是全仰望他。
In the world today, when you are independent, it means you are matured.
在这个世界上，说明我们完全的依靠神。
No, in this world today, when we are independent.
在这个世界上，我们是没有依靠的。我们独立。
And in the world, it's a good thing.
对这个世界而言，这是一件好事儿。
Because you don't need to depend on your parents anymore.
因为你不需要依靠你的父母。
But as a Christian,
但是作为基督徒,
we are not independent, but we are dependent.
我们不是不独立的，我们乃是独立的。
The more we are dependent on God, the more spiritual we are.
我们依靠主越多，我们的灵里就越丰富。
So the more, it is totally a different concept.
这是完全不同不一样的概念。
For God desires us to be dependent on Him.
因为神要我们依靠他。
And how do we show our dependence on God? It is through prayer.
我们怎么样才能向神证明我们依靠他？我们只有通过祷告。
Thirdly, prayer is so important. Through prayer, we co-work with God.
第三。祷告是如此的重要，通过祷告我们就与神同工。
Oh, we see in the many, many persons, numberless, people in the Bible.
我们看到圣经上有如此多的众多的人物。
We can see how they serve God.
我们看到他们是如此的来服侍。
And one of the most important things how they serve God is through prayer.
他们一个途径就是通过祷告。
You see Jeremiah, you see Daniel, you see Simeon in the New Testament and Anna. They all pray by this. They co-work with God.
他们是通过与神的祷告，比如耶利米、尼西米、丹以里，这些人都是通过祷告急着与神同工。
Oh, brothers, is how we need to pray.
我们是祷告是如此的重要。
Our prayer is our lifeline.
祷告是我们的生命线。
Now, when we come to chapter 6 in Matthew,
当我们来到马太福音第六章
的时候， it shows us the principle of prayer.
告诉我们祷告的原则。
And how we need to pray.
我们怎么样应该祷告。
And the first verse says,
第一节说，
say, our Father, which art in.
我们在天上的父。
Immediately, the Lord shows us who this prayer is talking to.
我们立刻就能被启示说我们在向谁讲话。
Oh, He is not only our God.
他不仅是我们的父。
He is also our Father.
他不仅是我们的神，却是我们的父。
Being our Father is not only his function.
作为父不仅是他唯一的功用。
It is very nature.
而且是他的特性本性。
Today he is our heavenly Father.
今天他是我们的天父。
And because he is our heavenly Father, therefore he nurtures us.
因为他是我们的天父，所以他濡养我们。
Oh, he supplies all our need.
他供给我们所有的需要。
That's why the verse we read a while ago in Matthew chapter 6, verse 26.
为什么马太福音第六章二十六节说？
He said, "The fowls on the air, the Father take care of them."
所有的一切是天父都会供养你们。
But are you better than they?
你不比他们更强吗？
Oh, we are better than them.
我们比他们更强。
Because we are the object of his nurture.
因为我们是神所濡养的对象。
We are the apple of his eye.
我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
Therefore, he nurtures us.
因此他我们。
He takes care of all our needs.
他照顾我们一切的需要。
And not only that, he also works us.
他不仅还要纠正我们。
But he corrects us, he disciplines us.
作为孩子，他纠正我们，做我们的良师来。培养我们。
Oh, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son.
好叫我们有他的形象。
Sometimes through trials, the Lord corrects us.
通过这些试炼，神就纠正我们。
Oh, we are so much in the flesh.
我们如此的有肉体。
There is so much need to be corrected.
我们真的需要很多的纠正。
But thank God, He is our Father.
但是感谢神，他是我们的天父。
He corrects us day by day.
他每天都来纠正。
So let us not complain when He corrects us.
当他来纠正我们的时候，请你们不要抱怨。
We are not bastards.
我们不是坏人。
Oh, we are his sons.
我们不是私生子，我们是他亲生的子。
Oh, because we are his sons, he corrects us, he disciplines us.
所以他纠正我们，并且管教我们。
And not only that, he also what? He is a companion.
他而且是我们的同伴密友。
Oh, sometimes we are so busy doing other things.
有的时候我们忙于一切周围的事物。
Oh, but God is never busy listening to us.
但是上帝从来没有说忙着听不见。
Number four.
第四点。
Not only that, he is also what? He is also the one who is so compassionate.
他是恩典的怜悯。
Oh, we might sin against him.
我们也许对他犯罪。
But whenever we come back to him.
但是无论任何时候我们
转向他。He is always there to what? To forgive us.
他总是要原谅我们，饶恕我们。
Isn't this our Father great?
这我们的天父是如此的伟大。
Therefore, immediately that same word he says, "Hallowed be thy name."
所以我们圣经上就说我们在天上的父
尊
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
We need to what? Sanctify his name.
我们要分别他的名为圣。
Because he is such a wonderful God, what's such a wonderful father.
他是如此伟大的神，如此伟大的天父。
Therefore, we put his name.
因此我们把他的名
first place in our heart.
在我们心目中的第一位。
We love him, we depend on him.
我们爱他，把他，我们依靠他。
Then the verse 10 it says,
第十节
say, Thy kingdom come,
愿你的国降临
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
The key to our prayer.
这是我们祷告的中心
How do we pray?
我们怎么祷告
How do we get our prayer heard by the Father?
怎么样才能让我们的祷告蒙垂听
The first thing we knew, it is about His kingdom.
是 神的国度。
Today, where are you today?
你在哪里？你是什么位置？
You might be in the world today.
你也许在路上。
But in reality, we are in God's kingdom.
在实际上，我们是在神的国度里
面。Those who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
被神宝血救赎的人。
Being saved by Him.
被神所救赎的
族类。We belong to God's kingdom.
我们属于神的国度。
And because it is God's kingdom.
因为这是神的国度。
It is His will be done, not ours.
所以是他的旨意成就而不是我们的。
You know, when we're talking about his will be done,
当我们讲到他的旨意被
成就 there's always question in our mind, how do we know his will?
我们心中的问题就是什么是他的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the kingdom of God's government.
这是神的国度。
He, in this kingdom, he reigns and rules.
在这个国度里他执政掌权。
Therefore, we need to,But to surrender ourselves.
因此我们要降服在他的旨意之下。
You want to know his will?
你要知道他的旨意吗？
The first thing is surrender ourselves to him.
第一件事情，降服在他的旨意之下。
Brothers and sisters, it's not commitment.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个交托。
Oh, it's not a commitment. Commitment is still, when you said I commit myself to you, it means I'm still in the driver's seat.
交托是我要委身之你，比如说我要坐在这个开车的司机的位置上。
I'm still the one who is in charge.
我是负责的。
But when you said surrender,
当你说降服的时候
it means I let go of what I want.
是你放弃你自己所要的。
Now the question is, why do I need to surrender?
那问题就是我们为什么要降服？
Faith.
是因为信。
For without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Today we need to have faith in him.
今天我们一定要信神。
Because he is able.
因为他大有能力。
That's the song that we sang a while ago.
刚才我们所唱的歌。
For I know whom I have believed.
因为我知道我信的是谁。
For he is able.
因为他可以。
Today, a lot of times, this always when trouble comes or it happened in our midst, the first thing I said, I prayed is like, if I pray, will God listen?
今天有许多事情来缠绕我们困难的时候，我们首先想到的是神会不会听我们的祷告
？Secondly, is he able?
第二，他可以吗？他有能力吗？
How long will it take for him to listen to my prayer?
要花多长时间他才能听我的祷告？
And this is the problem of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的问题。
Abraham, before he became the father of faith,
亚伯拉罕成为信心之父。
He needs to learn this lesson.
他也要学习他的功课。
That God is able.
神是大有能力。
You know, when God promised Abraham, you will have a son.
当神答应亚伯拉罕，他会有一个儿子。
You know, this thing came into his mind.
这个首先进入他脑海里的是。
He said, I'm too old.
我太老了。
Is he able?
神有能力吗？
My wife is so old. Is she able to give birth?
我的妻子已经老了，没有生育能力了，她可以吗？
So since God promised,
既然神答应了，应许了。
And Abraham felt I cannot make it.
亚伯拉罕说我自己做不成
Give God a hand.
所以我们把他交托到神的手中
Let's do something else to make this happen.
让我们其他的方法来能够孩子
And let me tell you, that is even though it's a good intention,
让我告诉你即使他的心意很好
yet it's the biggest mistake he committed.
但是他犯了他人生中最大的错误
And the result that he commit and the result of that mistake
就是他所犯的错误
continues to lingers until now.
一直到现在都有很多的影响
Look at the problem in the Middle East.
看到中东的状况
It's all because of Abraham did something.
全都是因为亚伯拉罕的错误
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to know we want to serve God.
今天弟兄姊妹我们要侍奉神
Don't go ahead of God.
我们不要走在神的前面
Walk side by side with God.
我们要与神同行
Let God do the thing.
让神来做这一切的工作
Sometimes we feel like maybe I need to do something.
有的时候我们想我们可应该做一些什么
I heard the brothers said that next week you will have a gospel meeting.
我听到弟兄说你们下个礼拜会有一个福音聚会
Oh, I need to do this, I need to do that.
我要做这个做那个
How will we do this better?
我怎么才能把它做得更好
Maybe how should I say or give this message to make people believe in God?
我怎么说才能让这一群人相信神
You can do anything.
你什么都不能做
Even say, I even faith cannot save people, only God saves.
我甚至能够说信不能救人只有神能够救人
Only Jesus saves.
只有耶稣能够救人
What we need to do?
我们能做什么呢
We just need to pray.
我们只能祷告
You know, even though faith doesn't save,
既然信不能救人
Even though prayer cannot save people
既然祷告不能救人
But prayer is that part of the process in which God will listen to your prayer
但是祷告是一个过程 神最终要听你的祷告。
God is waiting there to hear your prayer.
到神在等着听你向他祷告。
If you pray according to His will,
如果你按照他的旨意祷告，
He listen.
他会听。
Oh, a lot of times we get so much problem in the church.
有的时候我们在教会里也有很多问题。
Not because we don't want to serve God, we love God, we want to serve Him.
不是因为我们不愿意侍奉神，因为我们爱神，我们想侍奉神。
But it's all because we don't have faith in God.
因为我们没有真正的相信神。
Oh, we feel like.Maybe God is too slow.
我们有时候想神的工作太慢了。
Or maybe I will do this according to my way. Maybe it will be easier or faster.
也许照着我的意思的话，按照我的道路会更快见到结果。
Don't do that, brothers and sisters.
不要这样做，弟兄们。
We are for the work of the flesh. We are here for the work of the spirit.
我们在这不是为肉体工作，我们是在圣灵里工作。
Therefore, we need to have faith in God.
因此我们要信神。
For Hebrews said, "For without faith, it is impossible to please God."
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
He who comes to Him.
所有来到神面前寻求他的人都应该有信。
And he is a rewarder of the one who seek after him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Secondly, not only we need to have faith, we need to love him.
第二，我们不仅要有信，我们还要有爱。
Oh, we love him because he first loved us.
我们爱他，因为他先爱了我们。
That's why we need to surrender ourselves to him.
因此我们要降服在他的
意下。You know, 2 weeks ago, Brother Wei gave a message. It really touched my heart.
两个礼拜前，弟兄释放了一个信息，真的感动了我的心。
He was talking about Brother Wang Taifu giving his daughter to in marriage to Brother Martin.
他讲的就是一个弟兄王弟兄让他的离婚这件事情。
Before they get married, you know, the bride is weeping, the father is shedding tears.
在他之前，父亲和女儿抱头痛哭。
So the question is it because the brother is not good, so the father is reluctant to give the daughter to our brother?
是因为他的丈夫不够好，所以父亲就哭着不愿意让女儿跟他在一起吗？
Oh, the brother is so good. He loves the Lord.
他丈夫是如此好，他真的很爱神。
But you know, it touches our heart.
但是真的让我们心里很感动。
You know, you can feel that this daughter has been with the father for so long, two decades, more than two decades, right?
你知道这个女儿跟她的父亲在一起已经很长时间，有24年。
Because of the time flies so fast, suddenly the daughter become an adult and going to get married.
时间过得这么快，女儿长大了要成要婚嫁。
In the heart of the father, there's a little bit reluctant.
在父亲的心中真的有一点不愿意。
No, not 不愿意，不舍不得。
舍不得。
How do you translate that? I don't know. But it is you feel like It's so hard to let go.
你心里觉得你舍不下。
No, let me tell you, my son went to a camp Lone Star and a camp.
我的儿子去一个一个 camp 一个夏令会。
It should be 3 days.
是大概3天的时
间。I was so reluctant.
我就有
点。I asked my wife, can you find an excuse not to let him go?
你可不可以找到一个借口不要让他去
？Is it mandatory really?
真的是必须的吗
？Then my wife said.Okay, just you know, be at peace. I will go with him.
我的妻子就对我说，平安，我会跟他一起去。
Then my son said, Daddy, you know what? Every morning I rise up, I will call you. Every night before I sleep, I will call you. How about that?
我的儿子就对我说，爸爸，我每天早晨起来和晚上睡觉前都给你打电话，你这样感觉怎么样
？Being a father is hard for my child to let go.
你知道，作为父亲真的很难舍得了自己的孩子离开。
How much more God?
弟兄姊妹，你们。
How much more God?He let go of his son.
弟兄姊妹，天父让他的儿子舍
了他的儿子 in order that we might be saved.
他把他的儿子舍了好，叫我们能够得救。
And this son is the only begotten of the father.
这个是父的独生爱子。
And whenever the father talked about his son, he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
每次天父讲到他的儿子的时候，都说这是我所喜悦的。
Yet because of his love us.
因为他爱我们
He was willing to let go.
他愿意让他
舍了他 Or let his son you know, die for us.
让他的儿子为我们所死
And to us who are sinners.
对我们这些罪人来说
Oh, we are not just like this brother so good, you know.
我们不是说这个弟兄如此的好
We are sinners. We rejected God. We are rebellious against God. We don't want God. Yet God was willing to commit His son to us. Is this not love?
我们弃绝神，我们敌对神，我们做神所不喜悦的事情。可是神仍然爱我们，他为我们舍了他的儿子。神是多么的爱我们。
Sometimes when you think about it, it really makes me cry.
是每次我想到这个，我都要哭泣。
Oh, God loves us.
哦，神是这样的爱我们。
Sometimes we take God's love so for granted.
有的时候我们就 认为神的爱是想当然的。
Sometimes we feel like it's so common already.
我们就不觉得什么是如此的平常。
But encourage your brothers and sisters.
但是我要鼓励你们弟兄姊妹。
We need to sometimes sit down and think about what's the great sacrifice God has done.
我们要坐下来仔细想想神对我们的牺牲是如何。
For His love, we are here today.
因为他爱我们，所以我们这样的地位上。
Therefore, if we want His will, we need first to surrender ourselves to Him.
如果我们要知道他的旨意的话，首先我们要降服在他的旨意之下。
Secondly, we need the Scripture.
第二，我们需要圣经。
Or through the Scripture, we know the will of God.
只要知道圣经，我们才知道神的旨意。
John 15, verse 7 says.
约翰福音。
Yeah, chapter 15 it says.If you abide in me, if you abide in me,
如果你与我连接在一起
this is what? This is surrender.
这就是降服
And my words abide in you.
就是我就在你的里面
This is the scripture principle.
这就是圣经的原则
Ask as you will and it shall be given unto you.
其他的都会加添给你们
You want to know the will of God?
你想知道神的旨意吗
You got to read the Bible.
你就要读圣经
Thirdly,
第三
the Holy Spirit principle.
圣灵的原则
Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
罗马书第八章第二十七节
For he who searched the heart
鉴察人心的
knoweth the mind of the spirit
晓得圣灵的意思
who make intercession for us according to the will of God
因为圣灵照着神旨意替圣徒祈求
That's why we need to pray in the spirit
这就是为什么我们必须在圣灵里面祷告
Because only in the spirit can we know the will of God
只有在圣灵里面我们才知道神的心意
Last time I say one phrase I will repeat it again
上一次我讲了一句话现在我要重复它
A prayer that gets to heaven starts from heaven
从天上来的才能回到天上去
And we just close the circuit
我们就有一个电路
Today we need to sometimes sit down
今天我们就要坐下来
Listen to the word of the spirit
听一下圣灵的讲话
We need to have the heart of Samuel
我们要有撒母耳的心智
Speak Lord for your servant heareth
主啊请你说仆人谨听
A lot of times we don't listen
有很多时候我们不愿意听
We just do things according to what we want
我们自己愿意做什么就做什么
Like my son when I said you need to do this you need to do that
就像我儿子我告诉他要做什么
Oh yes daddy
他就说好的爸爸好的
Then afterwards he did the opposite
过一会儿他就做完全相反的事情。
Didn't I tell you?
我难道没有告诉他吗？我会对我的儿子说。
Then my son said, "Daddy, did you tell?"
他会说：“爸爸，你真的告诉我。
”A lot of times we are like that.
很多时候我们就是这样。
The Father tells us what to do.
天父告诉我们要做什么。
And we keep on saying, "Amen, Amen."
我们一直说Amen, Amen.
We never took heart.
我们没有放在心里去。
And we did the opposite.
我们完全做相反的，背
道而驰。And we caused a lot of problems in our life.
所以我们生活中会有许多问题。今天。
We need to be silent sometimes.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们要有一些安静的时间。
Have this attitude, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
要有这样的态度，就对神说：“主啊，求你说话，仆人谨听。”
Because why? Because this is the kingdom of God's government.
因为这是神的国度。
Number two.
第二。
It's not only the kingdom of God's government; it's the kingdom of God's grace.
这不仅是神的国度，而且是神恩典的国度。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
希伯来书四章十六节
said, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座面前为要得灵续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
God's throne is not only the throne of his government.
神座不仅是一个执政
It is a throne of his grace.
是他恩典的宝座
You know, every time we talk about the throne,
每次我们讲到宝座的时候
talk about being majestic, powerful.
我们就讲到完全的荣耀的
yes, indeed, God's,
有能力的
God's throne is majestic, powerful, glorious.
神是确实是这样的神性他有能力大有威严
Yet it is the throne of grace.
但是他也是恩典的宝座
You know, what is grace?
什么是恩典
Oh, Brother Daniel, can you tell me what is grace? We are all very familiar with that.
什么是恩典你能给我一个定义吗
What is grace?Our brother, a little bit too, something free. Yes, it's free.
是白白得来的。
That's you know what? When I look into the Hebrew context,
当我看到希伯来书上下文的时候
grace is what? It's something. It's a divine influence.
恩典是神性在人心里的印。
Read into the life of a Christian.
是基督徒生命的写照。
In other words, grace is from above.
恩典是从哪儿降的
It is something divine, it is something heavenly.
它是有神性，是有天性的。
Grace is not something
是属天的。
Grace is not human.
它不是从人而来的。
We never give grace.
我们从来不能给恩典。
But you say, but I give also favors.
但是我会帮人。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
Whenever we give people gift.
我们什么时候给人礼物的时候。
There are at least two reasons.
有两个原因。
It's either because you deserve it.
至少是因为或者你配的这个礼物。
Or after I gave you a favor, I expect something in return.
或者我给你一个礼物，我想你也给我一个。
Right? Well, you know, I work in a company. They always give us awards.
我们在公司里工作的时候，他们总是奖赏我们。
This week I just got an award, a top performer.
今天我得到了一个奖赏，这个礼拜我得到一个奖赏，我作为最高等级的。
So I you know, I shake the hands of our supervisor. I said thank you.
所以我与老板握手，说谢谢你。
And you know what the supervisor? You deserve it.
我的老板说你配得这个礼
这个奖赏。In other words, if you do not work hard, you'll never get this.
换句话说如果不你不努力的话你是得不着这个。
Oh, the world, they never give anything free.
这个的世界不会让你白白得到任何东西。
It only gave you, it requires something you need to put a lot of work on it.
你要是想得着的话你就必须非常努力的去工作。
Secondly, if you grant people a favor, you expect something in return.
第二，或者就是你去给别人想要，别人也给你一点东西。
You know, I always bring a lot of coins in my pocket in my work.
我总是在我的口袋里带一些硬币。
Because a lot of times my coworker will say, Brother Lawrence, can I have 60 cents? I want to buy some soda.
我的同工就经常要问我，我可不可以借你16个 cents? 60个。
Or,
我可以买一个 drink,
you know,
买一个喝的。
And you know, I always, you know, gave them, you know, if you want them, I gave it to them.
我总是给他们。
But there is something in my mind.
在我的脑海里。
If I need you, you better not say no.
如果下次请你帮助的时候，你最好不要说不行。
Because I'm working in a chemical company, sometimes there are some heavy objects need to be carried.
因为我们在一个地方工作，有许多重的东西我需要。
So every time I'm just about to carry, they will say, "Hey, come on, Barry Lawrence, I'll take care of that."
所以每次我要搬重东西的时候，他们就说，Lawrence 弟兄，我来帮你。
In other words, you gave me 60 cents. This is, I return your favor.
换句话说，我给你60美分，这个就是我所要得回的。
But let me tell you, God's grace is free.
我告诉你，神的恩典是白白的。
God's grace is free. He never expect anything in return.
恩典是白白的，他不需要你回报给他任何东西。
I see a lot of friends here today.
我今天看到许多朋友。
God loves you.
神爱你们。
And through him, you will be saved.
通过神，你会被得救。
You don't need to do anything.
你什么都不需要做。
You don't even need to do anything good.
你连好事都不用做。
God wants you, He wants to save you.
神只要你这个人，他想要救你这个人。
His grace is free.
因为他的恩典是白白的。
You know, one time there's an old lady nursing his sick daughter.
你知道，从前有一个老人，他在乳养他的孩子，他的生女儿。
And this daughter said, "You know, Mama, if I can plant grapes, it will make me feel."
生病的女儿说：“妈妈，如果你能给我一些新鲜的葡萄吃，我可能就会感觉好一些。”
So the poor old lady went out look for the grapes.
所以这个可怜的老妇人就出去寻找一些葡萄。
Accidentally, she passed through a big mansion with an iron gate surrounding the mansion.
很凑巧，她经过一个豪宅，旁边就有许多的葡萄园。
Yeah. And the thing is that the gate is open.
就是这个门是开着的。
And there is a garden. In the garden, there is the vineyard.
就是在这个有一个花园，花园里面就有葡萄园。
So she entered into the gate.
他进了门。
Start to admire the grapes.
就很看着这些葡萄。
Immediately the gardener came.
然后这个员工就来了。
Why are you here? This is private property.
说你为什么在这里？这是私人财地方。
And the old lady said, No. I just want to buy some of your grapes for my daughter is sick.
老妇人说：“我只是想买一丁点葡萄，因为我的女儿生病了。”
So that this is the king's grapes.
她说：“你不行，这是国王的葡萄。”
So the old lady sadly get out of this premises.
所以老妇人就忧忧愁愁的出去。
Then she heard another voice.
这时候她听到另外一个声音。
She said, "Stop! Don't go."
停下来，你先不要走。
Can you please tell me what do you need?
你可以告诉我你需要什么吗
？Then the old lady start to give the story.
然后老妇人就停下来告诉这个故事。
And the king said, "Give me a scissor."
国王就说给我一个剪刀。
And he start to cut a lot of clusters of grapes and give this to the old lady.
他就弄了。 割下好剪下好多串葡萄把它给老妇人
said, Oh, no, 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 I can't get that much. I don't have money to pay for that much.
老妇人说这太多了我用不了这么多我也没那么多钱。
And the king said, I'm not selling you these grapes, it's for you, it's free.
国王说我不需要你的钱这是给你的 是不要钱的。
But the old lady said, no, I need to pay.
老妇人就说不我必须要付钱。
Then the king said, if you want to pay, then you cannot have the grapes.
国王就说如果有钱的话你就不能拿走这些葡萄。
You want the grapes, you take it right now.
如果你要葡萄的话那就把它拿走。
Then the king said, for the king's grape, it's not for sale.
然后国王就说这些葡萄不是用来变卖的。
Brothers and sisters, when we come before the throne of grace,
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到神施恩的宝座面前
we, what, we receive grace.
我们接受他的怜悯
His grace is free.
他的恩典是白白的
you don't need to earn it.
你不需要挣来
as long as you come to the throne of grace.
只要你来到神的施恩宝座面前
For this is the kingdom of God's grace.
因为这是神恩典的国度
The third one is the kingdom of God's goodness.
第三点这是神的良善的国度
Romans chapter 14 verse 17
罗马书十四章第十七节
let me read to you.
让我给你们读
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜悦
What is righteousness?
什么叫公义
According to the righteousness is conformity to the claims of higher authorities.
公义就是顺着
To the claims of the higher authority and standing against lawlessness. Let me make it more simpler.
让我简单一点讲。
It's conformity to God's demands.
就是与神的要求所呼应。
That is righteousness.
这就是公义。
Righteousness is not just doing things right.
公义不是只是做正确的事情。
Righteousness is conforming to God's demands and requirements.
这个义就是按照神的旨意去做事情。
You know when you want to do things right?
你想做正确的事吗
？What is the standard of righteousness?
什么是神的义
？What is man's standard of righteousness?
什么是人的义的标准
？There is no standard that I will say.
我会说根本就没有这个标准。
You know before when you do for example in the past in our generation.
比如在过去我们这一代人。
To divorce is such a big sin.
离婚是如此大的一个罪。
It is something shameful.
人们会觉得很羞耻。
And that is righteous. So you got to keep your do not get divorced in order to be righteous.
你最好不要离婚，这样你才会有义。
Now today,
今天
divorce is like changing clothes.
离婚
That is their standard of righteousness today.
离婚的义的标准已经改变。
It's just changing your clothing.
就像你换衣服一样。
Today, if you go with man's standard of righteousness, it is so confusing.
你如果按照人的标准来定义这个义的话，是真的让人很迷惑。
Look at the book of Judges.
看这个士师记。
After Joshua and the elder pass away.
当约书亚和那一代的人都已过去。
Men live according to what that is right in their own eyes.
人们各自看自己眼中为正的事情。
Therefore, God needs to raise up judges.
所以神就兴起了士师。
Through this judge setting the standard of righteousness.
从这个士师的身上就可以设定公义的标准。
Today you want?
今天你想做正确的事吗
？You want to be acceptable before the president?
你想在神的同在面前被接受吗？你可以按照他的旨意做事吗
？Who is God's standard of righteousness?
神公义的标准是什么
？His son Jesus Christ.
是他的儿子耶稣基督。
He is the model of our righteousness.
他是我们的楷模。
This is the because this is his beloved son in whom he is well pleased.
这是他所爱的，是他所喜悦的。
It's not even Moses.
即使是摩西。
It is not Moses. It is not Elijah.
即使是摩西或者以利亚，都不是他的标准。
Rather, it is his son Jesus.
而是耶稣基督。
That's why when Peter was so excited, saying, "Let's make three tabernacles."
当彼得说让我们建三个帐篷
one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses.
一个为你，一个为以利亚，一个为摩西。
Immediately, what? There is a dark cloud that covers them.
立刻就有云把那个遮住。
And there is a voice coming out from heaven.
就会有天上有声讲。
This is my beloved son.
把其他人都遮住，然后说这是我所喜爱的儿子。
Hear ye him.
这就是听他的。
And when the what? When the disciples awoke.
当
醒起来。
当门徒
醒
起来。
What? They see Jesus only.
他们只看见耶稣。
Brothers, it's Jesus only.
弟兄们只要只看见，只仰望耶稣基督。
This is God's standard of righteousness.
这是神的公义标准。
So what is God's kingdom?
什么是神的国度？
It's God's righteousness.
是神的公义。
Number two, it's God's peace.
还是神的和平。
What is peace?
什么是和平？
A lot of times in the world today, they feel like I will have peace if my what? If my insurance is if I have assurance.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们会说到，如果我的保险会保一切的东西，我会觉得心里很平安。
If I have job, then I will be at peace.
如果我有工作，很平安。
If my children is going to college, I will be at peace.
如果我的孩子去大学念书，我很平安。
Your children might go to college. You might be financially secure, but you will have no peace.
也许你的孩子会去大学念书，也许你有足够的钱财，但是你也许不会感觉到平安。
You will never have peace until your sin is washed away.
直到你的罪被神所洗净。否则你永远得不到平安。
Today, thank God.
今天谢谢神。
We are peace with the Father.
我们与神和好。
Because our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为我们被耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
Oh, this is the most wonderful peace we have enjoyed.
这是世界上最美好的一件事情。
So today, if you don't have peace in your heart,
弟兄姊妹，你今天有没有平安在你心里？
You need to question, am I a believer?
你会想一想，你是不是真的信神？
Do I believe God?
我真的信神吗？
If you don't believe Jesus, you better receive Jesus right now. Then you will have peace.
如果你不信神，你现在就应该相信，你会经历属天的平安。
And toward the Christians,
对所有基督徒来说
，Sometimes we don't have peace.
有的时候我们不感觉到。
Is it because of the outward environment?
是不是你的环境
？I don't think so.
不是的。
If you have sin in your heart,
如果你真的心里有罪
，you need to deal with your sin.
你要去对付你自己的罪。
And through this dealing of your sin, then that peace will be restored back to you.
当你对付完你的罪的时候，你就会有平安。
But let me tell you, sometimes the enemy will try to put temptation around you.
让我告诉你，时常仇敌会把这样的诱惑放在你的心中。
Oh, to take away that peace within you.
把你心里的平安拿走。
Don't let him do that.
不要仇敌这样得逞。
Galatians said.
加拉太书说。
Stand firm in the liberty in which Christ has set you free.
要坚定的待在神的里面，他已经让你得到自由。
We are free, and therefore we have peace.
我们是自由的，所以我们有平安。
So the kingdom of God is not only righteousness, peace, but joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以神的国度不光是公平和平，更有神的喜悦。
Why? This is joy unspeakable and full of glory.
这个喜悦是充满了属天的荣耀的喜悦。
You might still encounter a lot of trouble.
你也许会有很多麻烦。
But the joy of the Lord gives us strength.
但是神的是我们的力量。
You know, there was once a young lady in Yugoslavia, in Romania, I should say, Romania.
在罗马尼亚有一个年轻的女士。
This lady is a Christian, so she had that burden to preach the gospel to the children.
她真的有负担要传福音给小孩子。
And he got caught by the government.
她被政府所捉住。
But the government won't punish her at that time.
政府要惩罚她。
They feel like they will make the punishment even harsh at the time of their wedding.
他们要把当时的那个情况下的惩罚要更严重，对他在他身上更严重一些。
So one time, so the lady one time got married.
所以有一次这个女士结婚。
Then the secret police came in.
就会有警察来。
To arrest her or preaching the gospel.
因为她传福音就要拘禁她。
You know what did the lady do?
你知道这个女士做了什
么？She rose her hand.
她举起她的手。
Let the secret police put on the handcuff.
让这个秘密警察把他的手就住。
And she said, "Thank Lord for your wedding gift for me this morning."
她谢谢神。
For the wedding gift.
这个是我结婚最好的礼物。
I will say this is sometimes when I read it, I say, "What is this?"
我就会说这是什么意思。
If it were us, we will start to complain.
我就会开始抱怨。
Lord, I serve you this one. This is what the result is: a handcuff and in jail for 20 years.
主啊，我这样的侍奉你，却让我入监，并且戴着手铐要20年的时间。
But let me tell you, that joy is joy unspeakable and full of glory.
那让我告诉你，这个喜悦是所不能诉说的，充满荣耀的一种喜悦。
This joy is from within.
这个喜悦是从心里而来的。
Today we might not, you know, have a lot of good things around us.
今天我们周围也许不会有太多让我们高兴的
事情。But there is one most precious thing.
但是最宝贵的。
It's the joy of the Lord.
就是在神里面的喜
悦。Because we are born of Him.
因为我们从他而生。
He is our Abba Father.
是他是我们的。
He knows what is best for us.
他知道我们什么对我们最好。
Oh, we God.
我们感谢神。
This kingdom is the kingdom of God's government.
这是神的国度。
This is the kingdom of God's goodness.
这是神良善的国度。
And lastly, this is the kingdom of God's glory.
这是神荣耀的国度。
You know, let me read to you Psalms.
让我来给你们读诗篇。
Psalms chapter 2, verse 1 to 6.
第二章一到六节。
It says here, Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing?
外邦人为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed.
世上的君王一起起来，承载一同商量，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
And verse 3 says, "Let us break their bands asunder and cut away their cords from us."
第三节说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他的绳索。
Is this the situation of the world today?
这就是世界上的情况。
They rejected the Lord.
他们不要神。
Or they don't want God in their midst.
他们弃绝神在他们生活中的需要。
Now, how could this be the kingdom of God's glory?
那你就会说，这怎么神的荣耀？
But let me tell you, the verse doesn't end there.
让我告诉你，世界不能得到答案。
The verse doesn't end.
这个地方，圣经的经节没有给我们。
Verse 4 said, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh."For the Lord shall have them in derision.
圣经的经节在这里没有停止。看第四节，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
Verse 6 says, "Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion."
第六节说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上。
Yes, at this moment, the kingdom is not so good.
是的，到现在为止。这个国度不是特别好。
This kingdom still lies in the hands of the evil one.
现在还有这个仇敌在作王。
But brothers and sisters, we who are redeemed don't lose hope.
但是我们这些得救的人，被神买赎来的人，不要失掉信心。
This kingdom will be the kingdom of His glory.
这个世界必将成为神荣耀的国度。
One day He is coming back.
有一天他将回来。
Brothers and sisters, this is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的盼望。
He is coming back.
他回来。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says.
启示录第十章十五节说
And the kingdom of this world will be the kingdom of his Christ.
世上的国成为我主和主基督的国
And he shall reign forever and ever.
他要作王直到永远
远 Oh, brothers, this is our very hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们唯一的盼望
Oh, people might laugh at us.
人们可能会笑话我们
Say, who is Lord?
谁是你们的主
Well, just keep your peace.
那只要你心里有平
安 One day he will be Lord of all.
有一天他会做全地的主
He will come down,
他会下来
be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
成为万王之王万主之主
and today and one day we will be kings also with him
有一天我们要与他一同做王掌权
this is God's kingdom
这是神的国度
the kingdom of God's government
这是神的国度
the kingdom of God's goodness
这是神良善的国度
the kingdom of God's grace
这是神荣耀的国度
and the kingdom of God's glory
是神荣耀的国度
now after we talk about God's kingdom
当我们讲到神的国度的时候
Then suddenly in verse 11 it says
那在十一节说
Say give us this day our daily bread
我们饮食今日赐给我们
But sometimes we feel God is so high Why is he taking care of our daily needs
说我们会觉得神如此高不可及他怎么能够照顾我们日用的饮食
Brothers don't forget Matthew chapter 6 verse 26 We are better than they
我们不要忘记马太福音第六章说我们比他们更多更好
and therefore God take care of our daily needs
所以神就会照顾我们一切的需要
Now the thing is there is four principles
问题是我们现在就有一些
How do we pray for God to take care of our needs
一些要求神怎么样才能我们怎么样才能让神照顾我们的需求
Number one
第一
We need to set our priority
第一我们要把神作为我们的优先
What is our priority
我们优先是什么呢
God's kingdom
就是神的国度
Matthew 6:33 says Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you
马太福音六章三十三节说你们要先求他的国和他的义这些东西都要加给你们
A lot of times we pray and the prayer God doesn't listen to our prayer
我们经常祷告但是神没有垂听我们的祷告
Because God is not our priority
因为神没有作为我们的优先
James chapter 4 verse 3 says
雅各书第四章
第三节
第三节
He says you ask and you have not received
你求了却求不着
Yet because you ask amiss
因为你没有求
you,
你妄求。
You ask me, in other words, we ask for the wrong reasons.
因为我们没有求正确的。
Because the people said, other people said, oh Lord, I will go and buy a lottery ticket, make me win.
有的时候你祈求说我去买乐透，让我赢吧。
Do you think God will listen to your prayer?
神会垂听这样的祷告吗
？Will God take care of your need while you are serving the devil?
你神在照顾你日用的饮食，你却服侍仇敌。
Today we are serving God.
今天我们是侍奉神。
It is His purpose, His will to be done.
是他的目的，他的旨意得到成就。
Yes, He take care of our need.
是的，他照顾我们日用的饮食。
That we might serve Him.
但是我们要侍奉他。
We are not here for.
我们不是只为自己活着。
What did Paul say?
做什么呢
？It's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。
Today God fulfills every need.
今天神满足我们一切的需要
he is our priority.
因为他是我们的优先
he is our focus.
他是我们的中心
as God is our focus,
神作为我们的中心
we need to pray for our daily needs because we want to fulfill God's purpose.
我们为我们日用的饮食祷告因为我们要成就神的旨意
you know, one time D.L. Moody one time he was talking with a colleague.
有一天穆迪正在跟他的同工讲话
and this co-worker told him you know brother you need to pray for a certain old missionary
这个同工说弟兄你应该为我们祷告来一个有经验的传教士
he's very sick you know
他生病很厉害
and you know what D.L. Moody said
你知道穆迪在讲
I will not pray for him
我不会为他祷告这个
and the co-worker said why you should pray for a sick person right
他生病了，你当然要为他了。
I will not pray for one reason.
我不会，穆迪说，我不为这一个原因祷告。
Because in 10 days' work, he make it in 5.
因为十天的工作，他会在五天内完成。
He eat everything in sight. 他乱吃。
他乱吃。
He eat everything he wants to eat.
哦，他随便想吃什么就吃什么。
In other words, he abuses his body.
他就是虐待自己的身体。
Do you think God will listen to this prayer?
神会听他这样的祷告吗
？You want, for example, we pray for our body to be healthy.
比如说，我们为我们自己的健康而祷告。
Then we eat anything we like.
我们什么都吃。
We eat those fried chicken, everything.
我们吃炸鸡，什么东西都吃。
Then when we had a heart problem, we said, Lord, heal me.
当我们有心脏病的时候，我们说神啊，请医治我。
Do you think God will heal you?
你以为神会医治你吗
？Brothers, do your part, and God will do His part.
弟兄姊妹，做你们的那一部分，神会做他的那一部分。
We need to put God first in priority.
我们一定要把神放在第一位。
Secondly,
第二
，We need to ask.
我们必须要求。
We need to make a prayerful petition.
我们要开口向神求。
It says here, verse 11, "Give us this day our daily bread."
第十一节说给我们今日日用的饮食
In other words, we need to ask.
换句话说我们必须请求
You know, the problem is a lot of, sometimes we have this problem.
有的时候我们会有这样的问题
The Lord, our prayer doesn't get answered because we ask for the wrong reason.
因为我们的祷告没有被垂听因为我们的是妄求
On the other hand, we never pray.
另一方面我们根本就不求
Because we feel presumptuous.
因为我们有这种错误的观念。
We have presumed that, oh, God will take care of my need, so I don't need to pray anymore.
神会供给我的一切，因此我就不用祷告。
Do you think God? But God wants you to pray for your need.
神真的让你祷告。
Yes, we have a yes. God knows our need.
神真的知道我们的需求。
But we still need to pray for our need.
但是我们还要为自己的需求祷告。
Because the Bible says, "Seek and ye shall find."
但因为圣经寻求的，你就会被寻见。
Ask and it shall be given to you.
求就会得着。
Knock and it shall the door will be open.
门叩门门就会被开。
Let me read to you Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
It says, "Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?"
你们中间谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢求鱼反给他蛇呢
If ye then being evil know how to give food, give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女况且你们在天上的父岂不更把好东西给求他的人呢
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要祈求。
For God promised us.
因为神答应我们。
He will supply all our needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
因为神必按照他荣耀的丰富，在耶稣基督你们一切所需要的都充足。
Now the thing is, what is the boundary of our asking?
问题是什么是我们祈求的界限呢？
What is that boundary?
什么是那个界限呢？
We Chinese we always have this concept.
我们作为中国人，我们总有这样的概念。
I want to work hard.
我想要努力工作。
So I had a good living.
所以我生活的可以好一些。
Not only for myself, but up to the fourth generation.
不光是为我自己，而且为我第四代。
The Lord doesn't care about your fourth generation.
神不管你第四代。
The Lord cares for your daily need.
神最在乎的是你现在今日的饮食。那你需要问什么呢？
What is your boundary?
什么是你的界限呢？
Daily.
就是每日的日用饮食。
Don't ask for tomorrow.
不要说明天怎么样。
Ask for today.
是今日的饮食。
It says here in chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Say, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow shall take not for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Don't worry for tomorrow.
不要为明天忧虑。
Ask the Lord for your daily need today.
只要祈求神赐给你今日的日用
饮食。So the first principle, God should be our priority.
所以第一个原则就是神优先。
Number two, we need to ask.
第二，我们必须要先开口向神求。
Pray for our daily need.
为我们日用的饮食祷告。
Number three.
第三点，
we should exercise a personal what performance.
我们要习练个人的第三点，我们要习练个人的功用。
In other words, we need to work.
换句话说，我们必须要工作。
Prayer can never be a substitute for work.
你不能因为你祷告就不去工作。
Oh, a lot of people say, oh, since God will what, take care of all my needs, I will just sit at home.
所以有些人就会说，既然神会供给我一切的需要，那我就坐在家里好了。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 19 says,
创世纪第三第十九节，
For out of the sweat of thy brow shall ye eat bread.
你必汗流满面才得。
Let me read to you first, Second Thessalonians.
让我向你读，帖塞罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
帖塞罗尼迦后书。
Verse 3.
第三章。
Verse 10 to 12.
第十到十二节。
For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any man would not work, neither should he eat.
我们在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
For we hear that there are some of which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies.
因我们听说在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。
Now then that are such, we command, exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人要安静做工，吃的饭。
Yes, we need to work in order to eat our bread.
我们需要为我们自己的日用饮食而
活。Well, I lose my job.
你会说，那我现在没有工作了。
Yes, you lose your job. Drop on your knees and pray.
是的，如果你失去了工作，你现在就跪下来祷告。
And say amen by going and file an application.
你祷告完了以后，你照样去交你的申请。
Oh, there are some students here.
这里有许多学生。
You need wisdom. You are going to have a test.
你们会有测试考试。
Ask the Lord for wisdom.
求神给你们智慧。
Drop on your knees, pray fervently.
跪下来祷告。
Say amen and open your book and start to read.
祷告完了以后，你再继续翻开书。
Today, brother and sister, this is God's government.
这是神的国度，弟兄姊妹。
He cannot tolerate laziness.
他不能容忍任何的懒惰。
Today, it is also, you know, apply in our spiritual experience.
这同样的原则也适用于我们的灵里。
You want to preach the gospel?
你如果想要传福音。
You want people be saved?
你想要人们得救吗？去出去传福音，跟你的朋友谈。分福音单张。
But you said I cannot save people.
你说我不能使人得救。
What did Paul said?
保罗说什么呢？
I saw Apollo water, but it's God who gave the growth.
我们只是做我们的工，神给他的恩典。
We need to do our part, brothers and sisters.
我们一定要做我们这一部分。
Oh, just do it according to God's will.
按照神的旨意来做。
And He will listen to our prayer.
他会听我们的祷告。
Lastly,
最后
，We need to what? Be joyful for what God has given us.
我们要享用神已经给我们的供给。
You know, 1 Timothy chapter chapter 3.
提摩太。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太。
Yeah, 1 Timothy. I'll just mention that.
提摩太书第三章。
With food and clothing, thou shalt be content.
你们要只要有衣有食，就当知足。
A person who is content is a good person.
知足的人就是一个喜乐的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are here in this world, but we are this world.
弟兄姊妹，知道我们在这个世上，但我们不属于这个世界。
We are only passing through. We are visitors.
我们只是寄居的，是客旅的。
So therefore, James always, you know, rebuke these rich people.
因此，雅各
rebuke
总是指责这些人。
Because they trust in their riches.
因为他们就是看重富足的人。
Does it mean to say you shouldn't be rich? No, I didn't say that.
不是说你不要做富有的人。
But don't depend on your riches.
但是不能倚靠你的财富。
We need to give.
我们必须能够给别人。
Because one day we take nothing in, we bring nothing into this world, and we will take nothing out.
因为我们不能带来什么，也不能带走什么。
Therefore, don't put trust in these riches.
因此，不要因为你的财富就有信心。
Rather, we should be satisfied of what God has given to us.
而为神所供给的满意。
You know, one day there's an old person who cannot live in his own home anymore because of his physical disability.
有一个老人，因为他身体状况，他就不能住在他以前的房子里。
So the decided to bring him to a nursing home.
因此政府就把他带到养老院。
While he was riding in that van, he was smiling.
他在坐在车里的时候，他就笑了。
And this person who is bringing him to the nursing home said, "Why are you smiling? You haven't seen your room yet."
带他的这个人就问他，你为什么笑呢？因为你还没有看见你的房子。
You don't even see the places you are going through. Maybe you don't like it.
你连你要去的地方你都没见过，也许你会不喜欢。
You know what did the old man said?
你知道老人说什么吗？
As long as something to live for, I thank God. I'm happy.
我为我所有的一切来感谢神，只要我有一个房子住，我就很知足。
What is the secret of a happy Christian?
什么是基督徒欢乐喜乐的奥秘呢？
Is being content.
要知足。
Today I have something to eat. I have something to wear. Thank God.
只要我有吃有衣有食，我就知足。
For our hope is in the heavens.
因为我们的希望是在天上。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的给我们怜悯。
Our dependence is not on these things on earth.
我们的倚靠在这个地上。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4.
马太福音四章四节说。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
人活着不要单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
Today, if we don't have the word of God, then we are the most miserable person on earth.
如果我们今天在地上活着，没有神口里的话，我们就活得很凄惨。
Praise the Lord, we have God's word.
赞美主，我们有神的话语。
And it's more important than our food and our drink.
这个比吃和喝都更主要。
And therefore, if this is our priority,
如果这个神的话是我们的优先
，then having food and drink, then we will be content.
只要我们有吃有喝，我们就会知足。
I have still about a few minutes. I will take to talk to these unbelievers or our friends.
我有几分钟，我要想给福音朋友们讲几句话。
Our God that we speak of.
我们所说的神。
He is also our Father.
他是我们的天父。
He is willing also to be your Father.
他也会将成为你们的天父。
He is willing to supply your needs.
他会供给你一切的需要。
He will save you to the end.
他会拯救你一直到底。
Not only he will save soul,
他不仅救你的魂。
He one day he will body.
他救你的身体。
That we will be all in glory.
有一天我们就要都成为他的，跟他一起得荣耀。
But the thing is, are you willing to accept such gift?
问题是你愿意接受这个礼物吗？
The Bible says.
圣经上说。
He who comes to me.
他来到我这儿。
I will never reject.
我永远不会抛弃他。
Oh, brothers and sisters, friends, you will say, how do I get saved?
你就会说，我怎么样才能得救呢？
Oh, the Bible says,
圣经上说，
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
信主和耶稣，
and thou shall be saved.
你就必得救。
It's so simple.
是这样的简单。
One, admit that you are a sinner.
第一，承认你是罪人。
Oh, we have sinned against God.
我们世人都犯了罪。
Oh, because of our unrighteousness, because of our sin, God cannot take us in.
因为我们的不义和我们的罪，神不能接近我们，我们不能近神。
So we need to admit we are sinners.
所以我们必须承认我们是罪人。
B, we need to believe.
我们必须相信。
We believe that Jesus, only way to the Father.
我们相信耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
Only He can save me from sin.
只有他能拯救我们出这个罪。
Number three.
第三。
Call upon His name.
呼求他的名。
He who calls upon His name shall be saved.
凡呼求他的名的人 都必得救。
When we call upon His name, it's an expression of our acceptance of Him.
当我们呼求神的名的时候，就证明我们已接受了他。
Do you want God's salvation?
你要神的拯救吗？
Today is the day of salvation.
今天是救赎的日
子。Today God is calling you.
今天神在呼叫你，请不要拒绝他。
Oh, He will save you.
他会救你。
And He will save you to the end.
他会救你到底。
And you will enjoy the riches that we are enjoying today.
你就会有我们一样丰富的生命。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，谢谢你今天对我们心里讲话。
Oh, you are a wonderful Father. You are our God.
你是一个何等奇妙的神，你是我们的神。
Oh, we are the object of your affection.
你是我们爱的，我们是你爱的对象。
Oh, you are the one who wants to supply all our needs.
你愿意供给我们的需要。
Therefore, Lord, we daily want to come to you.
因此，我天要来到你的脚前。
Oh, depend upon you.
来依靠你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
We pray for our friends that is in here.
我们为我们的福音朋友祷告。
Lord, we touch their heart.
请改变他们的心。
As we spread that seed of the gospel into their hearts.
我们把这个福音的种子种在他们的心里。
May you speak in their hearts.
求你对他们心里讲
话。They will also be saved.
他们也会被得救。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.